Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast bringing you the latest insights shaping patient access, regulatory policy, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. First up, a senior source is pushing back on days of merger speculation between AstraZeneca and Bristol Myers Squibb. A person close to the matter told Reuters there are no discussions underway between the two companies, and there never was a deal to be done. The denial follows an August 2nd report from the Financial Times that the companies had held preliminary talks about a combination approaching $400 billion in value, which would have created one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. Markets swung hard on both reports, and any deal would have carried significant regulatory risk, given U.S. antitrust scrutiny. Next, drone delivery is moving out of the pilot phase and into live pharmacy operations. Cleveland Clinic has launched a prescription drone delivery program with Zipline, allowing eligible patients within a 5-mile radius of its Beechwood campus to receive medications tracked through MyChart, with controlled substances excluded for now. One day later, Arrive AI disclosed a letter of intent with Lifespan Pharmacy to explore a phased autonomous drone delivery network in the Indianapolis area, starting with a demonstration flight delivering actual pharmaceuticals. The two moves sit at different stages of maturity, one already serving patients, the other building infrastructure. But both point to growing pressure on last-mile logistics to solve for speed, chain of custody, and temperature control as drone delivery becomes a live option rather than a demo. In other news, Kenko's AI rollout offers a read on how fast agentic AI is moving into core 3PL operations. Kenko, a North American 3PL, with a pharmaceuticals and life sciences division, has put DeepFabric's first 6 AI agents into live production, handling bids, audits, and exception handling. The company plans to scale to 20 agents across its enterprise within the next year. Kenko's COO David Keynes said the rollout happened in 3 months without disrupting service to a single customer, framing it as a way to keep pace with customer demands for faster response times without adding headcount. The deployment tracks with a broader shift of agentic AI and other fourth industrial revolution tools, moving from pilots into core operations across 3PL, CPG, and medical distribution. Lastly, TaylorMed and WeInfuse are teaming up to bring medication access support directly into infusion workflows, integrating WeInfuse's provider software with TaylorMed's medication success platform to help identify financial assistance for infusion patients faster and remove access, affordability, and adherence barriers across the medication journey. According to the companies, the partnership will allow WeInfuse clients to leverage a powerful platform that links patients to the nation's largest and most diverse medication access network, improving affordability, accelerating treatment initiation, and enhancing patient outcomes. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.